Hi, this is Heather Markell, the Bullbuster, and welcome to another Lie of the Day, where I give you food for thought to help you bust through your bullshit and better your life. So let's jump right into today's Lie of the Day, which is, we are delayed because of train traffic ahead of us. Now, I take the New York City subway all the time, and when I heard this phrase, well, I hear it every day pretty much that I'm on it, but when I heard this phrase just recently, it really hit me how that phrase in itself is a complete reminder of how our society is conditioned to blame something else for our current problem. So you see, the New York City subway transit system is blaming traffic for the reason that they are stuck every day. And isn't that what we do in our life? Oftentimes when we feel stuck, we blame our boss. We blame a friend, a spouse, somebody, something else, the economy. There's always a reason outside of us that we can find to justify why we're stuck and why we're not going to be able to get unstuck. And so we kind of relish in this. It's so conditioned that we don't even think about it half the time. You know, we kind of end up saying something like, well, you know, it just is what it is. And so we end up accepting that we have to be stuck. And we don't even try to change our situation because we've basically proven that if we do try, it's just fruitless. So the less we try, then the longer we spend in this place of being stuck, right? Might be years, by which time you're completely convinced that since you've been stuck in the same circumstances for years, obviously it's not going to change. And, you know, it's just the train traffic that's to blame, not you. And so you haven't tried anything else because the train traffic's still going to be there. But hey, the truth is, the New York City subway system is delayed because the train system has a goddamn recurring issue that comes up that they haven't tried to change or fix. So they blame the train traffic instead of saying, huh, it's kind of interesting that the train gets delayed every day. Maybe we should try a different way to tackle this problem. So look at your own life, right? So unless you like being stuck and you actually just are saying you want your circumstances to change, but you don't really mean it, at some point, you have to stop blaming everything and everyone else for your plight in life, right? If you want different results in your life, you need to take different actions. So here's a few tips that I'm going to share with you on if you really want to change your situation, what you might do to get started. First, stop blaming your circumstances on something else. Start looking at what you can do differently in your current situation. What are you doing over and over and over again every day, every month, every year that is not working for you? Two, once you get a handle on what's not working, think about how you can behave or act differently within this thing that's frustrating you. So now that you've seen the actions that you've been taking up to this point, what different actions can you start using at this point to go forward? Step three, see what happens when you behave differently. How does your behavior now impact this challenge? And step four, if your change in behavior does not have the positive impact that you were seeking, rather than using that as justification for why you can't change your situation, remember, reframe, go back and tweak that action again and see how, again, you've made one step. Yay, you had the power to do the one step. So now take a second step. But if your situation does shift in a positive way, go out and celebrate because you just stepped into the power to change your life. And that concludes today's video lie of the day. You can learn more strategies, techniques, and ideas to shift the bull in your life at www.bustyourbull.com. Until next time, this is Heather Markell, the Bull Buster. Bye-bye.